Christine Pelosi, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are another of the Pelosi children. We've heard a lot about Alexandra, had her documentaries, but now you have your own effort, Campaign Boot Camp.
That's right. I wrote a book called Campaign Boot Camp for the volunteers and the candidates out there who are trying to get involved in public service and make a difference for their communities.
Now, I mean, do you learn this stuff from your mother? I mean, your mother, her father was mayor, I think, of Baltimore, right? And then she went to politics. Is politics becoming sort of a family affair? Do you learn at the feet of your mom how to do things?
Well, I did. It was because I started when I was very, very young. It was 1968. I was a little baby in a stroller, and my mom had a scarf with all these H's on it for Hubert H. Humphrey. And that's about as much as I remember, leafleting our apartment building in New York City where we lived at the time. But it happens every year. First, you go out in October, and you leaflet, and then you go back at the end of the month, and you trick-or-treat. So the first informal polling of your neighborhood comes with the kind of chocolate you get from your neighbors.
I see. If they don't like your candidate, you don't get a lot of good candy.
No, and if they do, you get a lot of extra chocolate, so that's always nice.
So here is your campaign boot camp. You have your strategy right here. Identify your call to service, know your community, build your leadership teams, define your message, connect with people, raise the money, mobilize to win.
That's right. Last cycle, 2 years ago now, in 2006, I worked on something called the AFSCME People Newhouse PAC Congressional Candidates Boot Camp, where
okay.
AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, Public Service Employees Union, worked to put on boot camps for people running for Congress. And we worked with over 40 challengers, 12 of whom are now members of Congress. And their stories are in the book, as well as interviews that I did with Democrats, Republicans, and independents on the best ways to campaign and serve your country.
Now, do you take people who've already won primary campaigns or even people into primary campaigns?
Well, now with the book, I'm going out around the country, so I'm doing boot camps for nonprofits, for community organizations, for people who are running for office at all levels of service. And
just any candidate you believe in?
Well, in doing the boot camps, people come to the workshops, and they're open to everybody. So, for example, I'll do a
Republican
workshop. Well, I did the bipartisan Indo-American Council in Milpitas, California, for example, and you had Indo-Americans, Republicans and Democrats, who were talking about, well, how do you run for office? How do you get
how
involved
do you
in
run
public
for
service?
Office? My God, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you have to, I don't know, pretend to be nice to all these people you don't like. It doesn't sound
well,
very
now,
pleasant.
First, you have to like people. And in chapter one, at the end of each chapter, we have exercises.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of identifying your call to service, I have the public service fitness test. And one of the questions is, do you want to do something or do you want to be something? Do you want to be the person that gets to go on the radio and have the fancy title and have the attention? Or do you want to do something for other human beings? And the way I test a call to service is, what would you be willing to give your time, your money, your reputation, and work your heart out for, even if you don't get any credit, even if you lose? If you're still willing to put yourself out there, then that's your call to service. And then if you are willing to do that, and people trust that you will hold the public's interest above your own personal interest, then I think that's how you connect with people and start to build a reputation in the community as somebody who could run for office or serve on the board of a nonprofit or be a spokesperson for somebody running for office.
But isn't it hard, particularly for young people today, when there's so many vested interests, whether it be the Democratic Party or anywhere else, there are people that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. It's their turn. They're next in line. I guess Barack Obama has shown that you don't have to be next in line. But generally, isn't it hard to break out of that mold and say, well, hey, I don't want to wait my turn. I've got some really good ideas that you should help me with.
Well, ultimately, politics is all about people. And if you can survive the four metrics, management, message, money, and mobilization, if you can promote excellence in those four areas of campaigning, then you can make a case for yourself as a candidate. We talk a little bit in the book about Chris Murphy, who's a very young member of Congress now. He's like 33 years old, and he was running against Nancy Johnson, this entrenched incumbent in Connecticut, and he ran the right way. You know, everybody runs when they're young. They say it's youth versus experience. Well, somebody ran the wrong way. He goes nameless in the book because he said his older opponent was too old for the job.
Uh-huh.
So
all the seniors didn't vote for him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And showed him the power of so-called old women, as one of them told me.
Right.
And Chris Murphy did it right. He just said she has been there so long that she is out of touch on the war and on Medicaid and on privatizing Social Security. And it's time for a better way, which is peace in the Middle East and health care that works for everyone and protecting Social Security. So I think that the answer is, if you believe in the wisdom of crowds and you're willing to go out and talk with people, organize them in a disciplined way, you can win even as a young person. The key is to show that you're willing to listen to everybody and build coalitions. When I ran for DNC the first time, I was 30 years old. I was the youngest person running. I'm running now.
But you did have a last name that helped you.
I did, but I had to go out and prove it. If anything, you have to work doubly hard when you have a brand name, because people are going to kick the tires that much harder because they thought that, well, if my last name is Pelosi, I must expect that they were going to vote for me. So I actually had to work twice as hard to prove that, no, I was running on my own skills and my own service as a member of the platform committee of the Democratic Party.
So real quick, I know you have to go. Let's say someone wants to run for DNC. That's a good place to start, I guess, into politics, right?
Absolutely. If you want to run for office, the key thing to do is buy campaign boot camp, perform the exercises, ask yourself, do I want to do something or do I want to be something? And then get your mentors and your friends and people that you've volunteered with to be your spokespeople to go out and help you put together a campaign.
Christine Pelosi, thank you for coming here on the Insider.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.